We come in and rehash things that happened 30 years ago, 50 years ago, lying to each other how good each other is, you know, and it's just keeps us old guys going a little longer, you know.
You're talking to some of the better pigeon flyers right here, especially guys seated Franny Weber. Trust me, I wouldn't lie to you. I would lie to them, but I wouldn't lie to you.
Well, my name's Fran Weber. Been racing birds for 65 years, 76 years old. It was born in me. My father told me when I was probably like 10 months old, I used to sit in the kitchen and just stare at the birds in the yard all day long. Yeah. I went through 17 women for my pigeons. 17 women. Because the women don't like pigeons because they're too time consuming.
My name is George E. Miller. I've had pigeons 57 years. Pigeon flying is the greatest sport in the world. And the key to it is you have to have good birds. They all look good, but they're not all good. He's got to have the genetic makeup behind him to be good. All the training in the world ain't going to help him if he's not born with that genetic makeup to come home.
Right. My name's George Eisenhart. I'm 76. And I had pigeons when I was 7 years old. Back then, you used to go around and see pigeons flying. You would stop there, and them old geezers would sell you old junk pigeons. And they'd tell you, dip their head in the water so they'll forget to come back to me. Well, brother, when you dip their heads in the water, they were glad to get out of that coop and go right back to him, and he would try to sell you back. And then when I went to school, I did the same thing to the other boys.
My name is Asbury Hopewell. When I was at LaMelle Junior High School, I had a teacher, Dr. Emery. She said, Asbury Hopewell, you're going to flunk my science course unless you come up with one hell of a science project. So I thought and thought, and I've always had these pigeons. So I brought them to school one day, and I had the kids in the class, including the teacher, write messages and put it in a capsule. I had them release the pigeons out the window. They said, well, what are you doing now? I said, tomorrow I'll bring in each one of what you've written down. They said, oh, that's impossible. So the next day I came in, and voila, I got an A in the course. She still sees me today, and she's still teaching well into her 70s, and we still talk about that and laugh about it.
Steve Crane, 65 years old, been doing this for probably 50 years. Race day proves it all, because that's when you find out if it was all worth it. Because there's only one winner, and the rest of them walk out of the club, what if? Heads down, looking at the ground. There's only one winner.
Talk about what it's like to, you know, sit there waiting, be looking at the horizon, and then finally see those birds.
Looking up till your neck gets sore. And looking around. And you're just sitting there waiting, drinking a glass of iced tea, and man, here comes a bird.
And it's like a euphoria. It's a high. It's something that's undescribable, that something like this could make it in transverse like that and get back home.
As a rule, if you don't come back, 9 out of 10 chances a hawk got him, or he hurt himself, broke a wing, and he can't make it home. But if anything left in him, he'll come. If he's a good one, he'll be there. No doubt about my mind about that.